News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. An elderly woman is dead after walking into the path of a freight train in Wisconsin Rapids.
Wisconsin Rapids police say the woman attempted to cross the railroad tracks while walking westbound on West Grand Avenue at Riverview Expressway and walked into the path of a southbound train at 3:14 p.m. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Wisconsin Rapids Police Lieutenant Joel Flewellen says the railroad crossing safety arms and the lights were working. The train's horn was also functional. The name of the woman has not been released yet. Police would like witnesses to contact them with any information that may help determine why she was on the track. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The state's top transportation official says there is not much they can do if private freight railroads are ready to abandon some freight lines. Mark Gottlieb, the transportation secretary, spoke with the Northwoods Rail Transit Commission. The concern is the Canadian National may be ready to abandon one of its train lines into and out of Crandon. Gottlieb says railroads have been deregulated. They have the power to do that.
They're making their capital investments in the areas where it fits their business case. And in some areas, like here, where it does. And that is having an impact on areas in Wisconsin, including up here. That lack of availability, that service is definitely having an impact on your ability to grow your economy and become economically competitive.
CN has already applied to the Surface Transportation Board to abandon the line, although a final decision has not yet been made. The United Nations Security Council has held an emergency meeting, and they are calling to an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Things are calm for now, but neither side, the Israelis or Palestinians, have agreed. Let's get the latest from Gaza and Sky News reporter Jonathan Samuels.
For now, there's calm, but Israeli tanks and soldiers are on standby. The international community continues to look for a resolution. President Obama called Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, stressing the need for an immediate, unconditional ceasefire. A meeting overnight, the United Nations Security Council called for the same. After the meeting, the UN's Palestinian ambassador said he'd hoped for more action from the Security Council, while Israel's ambassador took the opportunity to blame Hamas for the conflict. On the ground in Gaza, there's frustration too. Some residents attacked at Red Cross office. They claim there's not enough help evacuating the dead and wounded. The organization says it's doing all it can.
Now, the statement from the Security Council calls for an immediate and unconditional humanitarian ceasefire. The council expressing, quoting here, strong support for a ceasefire in order to allow for the delivery of what it calls urgently needed assistance. Deadly lightning is being blamed for the death of one person at a Southern California beach. The L.A. Fire Department says at least eight others were injured on Venice Beach in a rare series of thunderstorms that rolled through. Officials tell KCAL television the victims were in the water or very close to it when the lightning struck nearby. The NTSB is on its way to investigate the crash landing of a single-engine plane that killed a man while he was walking on a beach in Florida. This happened in Sarasota County. The sheriff's department there says the man was killed when a pilot, man was killed when the pilot of a Piper Cherokee made an emergency landing at Venice, Florida on Sunday. The unidentified man was walking on the shore with his daughter. He was flown to the hospital in critical condition. The opening of Wisconsin's deer season is 2 months away. The Department of Natural Resources says now is a fine time to begin planning your hunt. Big Game Section Chief Bob Knack says before you set up the deer stand, make sure your favorite spot is still going to have deer.
Deer change their seasonal movements from year to year, and a number of factors are responsible for that. So it's wise for the deer hunter to get out and really scout the property and look where the deer are currently using. As you indicated, it may be different from last year.
And look what begins tomorrow. It's the opening of the Wisconsin Valley Fair at Marathon Park in Wausau. Maria Budnick says a lot of the exhibits are moving in today and tomorrow.
Kind of a nice day to come in, kind of see some of the exhibits coming in. It's a little bit of a slower day, but admission is only $5 until 4 o'clock.
Tomorrow's grandstand headliner is Josh Thompson. We have a link to all the fair events on our website, WSAU.com. WSAU News Time is 5:05. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies for this Monday. A little bit fall-like out there with a high of 74 and a northwest wind around 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, a few scattered clouds and comfortable, a low down to 53. On Tuesday, partly cloudy with widely scattered showers and storms developing during the afternoon. A high of 77 and again a northwest wind at 10 to 15. Wednesday, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of a shower or storm in the afternoon, and a high of 78. I'm Newsline Eye meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And around central Wisconsin now, we start with partly cloudy skies. Chris Conley, WSAU News.